And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Anesthesiologist Colleen O'Leary explains how to prepare for a medical procedure that requires anesthesia.
Many people have to have a procedure, either an operation or a procedure, where they're going to be sedated or have an anesthetic. Most often, a member of the anesthesia care team will talk with you in person or on the phone, and during this talk, the anesthesia team is going to want to discuss your past medical history, your past surgical history, any medications that you may be taking, including herbal supplements and any over-the-counter medicines you take, any allergies you might have to medications, to latex, for example, to foods. Once all that information has been collected, it will be important to discuss with the person with whom you're talking what kinds of options might be available for you for the anesthetic. If you're going to have something like a colonoscopy or an upper endoscopy, most likely you'll be getting mild or deeper sedation. If you're going to have an operative procedure, there may be an opportunity for you to have either a general anesthetic or have part of your body numbed up. In part, sometimes people can have pain afterwards, and having part of your body numbed up can help with the postoperative pain management. It will be important for you to ask questions and to give this interview some thought prior to its occurring. The person that with whom you talk will also instruct you about when to stop taking things by mouth. They may let you have water and clear liquids up to a few hours beforehand, and they'll also guide you on what medications to take the day of surgery.